Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, October 18th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, First Baptist Church of Commerce Pastor Jeff Johnson. Birthdays, the great Chuck Berry, 87 years old today.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay.
Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, 74 today. Tennis great Martina Navratilova, 57. This day in history on October 18th, 1767, surveyors Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon complete, yes, the Mason-Dixon line, establishing the border between Pennsylvania and Maryland, but also between North and South. In 1977, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, blasts three homers in one World Series game against the L.A. Dodgers. Keith Jackson and Howard Cosell on ABC.
Reggie Jackson. Long drive right field. It is.
Goodbye.
Hard shot right field. It's gone.
Oh, what a World Series for Reggie Jackson.
Number one on the charts this day in 1969, The Temptations and Can't Get Next to You.
I can turn the gray sky blue.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Oh, I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make the ship sail on dry land. But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue. Cause I can't get next to you.
On the KETR events calendar, Saturday, the 20th annual Delta County Sugar Fest in Cooper. All day fun for everyone with a 5K run and walk, the Lions Club pancake breakfast, music on stage, vendors, kids zone, a health fair, a 42 tournament, a beauty pageant, and an arts and craft exhibit. It's the 20th year of the Sugar Fest on the Cooper Historic Square all day long on Saturday. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Jeff Johnson, who's the senior pastor of the First Baptist Church of Commerce. Now, a few days ago, we were talking with Valerie Englert of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce about, quote, the rise of the nuns, that's N-O-N-E, nuns, as in people who respond none when asked in a survey what their religion is. So, Jeff, we were talking about this a little bit before we went on, one of the things you said was it's important now for the church to determine what it is that makes it relevant. And that word has been overused perhaps at times in the past, right? But still, it's a meaningful word. And the church has to decide what it is in the year 2013.
Exactly. I think that, you know, one of the things that apparently Valerie had talked about was the fact that these nuns said that they weren't anything as far as their religion is concerned or their denomination, but it doesn't mean that they're not spiritual people. And I think that one of the things that the church has gotten away from is understanding the nature of its spirituality as it engages the community instead of being an institution. And I think that's what a lot of the younger generation are reacting to, is more the institutional nature of the church and not understanding exactly what that institution is about. I think young people are reacting negatively to not just churches as institutions, but like lots of different institutions. I mean, institutionalization of our society. And so I think that young people are more into relational type things. And I think the church needs to understand how, or relearn how to engage into healthy relationships with the community and with people who aren't like us.
Is the Southern Baptist denomination seeing the same kind of thing along this line as the Methodist and the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians?
Absolutely. I mean, we find ourselves growing to some extent as a denomination, but the large majority of our growth is transfer growth. It's not what I would call real growth, but 80% of our congregations would be considered congregations that are in decline. So overall, as a denomination, we grew a little bit, but those are majority of the churches in very large metropolitan areas where they have mega churches and people can go and be a part of all of the big things that they're involved with. But by and large, Southern Baptists are very, very small churches in communities all over the United States and the world, and they're not growing.
Something you said to me while we were having a conversation before we started here was striking, and that is that the church has to be humble. And at times, perhaps in the past, the church has not been humble.
That I agree with that. I did not grow up in church, so I don't come from a perspective that the church has all the answers, or I didn't have all the answers growing up. I came to a relationship with God, and then I embraced a place to worship and a place of faith. Yeah, I think that the church has to listen. I have a saying, how shall they hear if we do not listen? And I think churches have lost the pulse of the community. And we are trying to rediscover what that pulse is so that we can engage the community. And I am a learner. I mean, I've been in this 31 years, and I'm still learning about what church is and what the Bible says church is, but I'm also learning about what it means for a church to engage and listen to a community.
We don't have a lot of time left, but again, as we were discussing this but before we went on, we were talking about the possibility that this is kind of a cyclical situation.
Yeah, William Strauss wrote a book. It's called The Fourth Turning. You can go to the website, fourthturning.org, I believe. And he talks about how history repeats itself over and over, over periods of time. And different periods of time require different kinds of leadership from different generations. And it's linear. It goes forward. But history repeats itself, and I think we are in a strange sense, like we talked, like the church was in 1929, looking back and saying, okay, what do we do? What do we mean? How do we engage? And so we look at what's happened the last 50 years, and we're a little puzzled, and we're all trying to figure out where we are, where we're going into the next generation. And so we're kind of looping around in figuring out who we are.
Dr. Jeff Johnson with the First Baptist Church of Commerce, and he's going to be joining us from time to time, as will some other pastors and religious leaders, to talk about issues of faith. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
It's been good.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.